What about your family and work during the war? What sort of things were people doing?
My father worked, as I told you, he was a shipwright, and he worked for James Taylor, that had before then been Stowe's. When he was first apprenticed, he worked for Stowe. That is right by the Hard at the end of East Street then. And James Taylor's were very great boat makers and so forth. They had been, they weren't just in Shoreham. But father worked on MTBs, motor torpedo boats, and he was therefore in a reserved occupation and he was not called up. They also made minesweepers, but I remember father talking only about the MTBs, and they went off on D-Day, of course, some of the things he'd worked on. So he was always at home, but other men must have come and gone. Father was in the Home Guard and somewhere beside the Norfolk Bridge, because he later caught Parkinson's disease, and my mother was so afraid that father had not handed his bayonet in at the end of the war. She was afraid he might pick it up and try to do something that he would regret with it. So she took it to the Norfolk Bridge and hurled it into the Ada mud, and it will be found there perhaps in a few hundred years' time, the Home Guard bayonet. Yes, and they both practiced doing fire drill and everything. I say mother was also a fire warden, but she would go off on her own in the darkness at night. Yes, we once thought we had a German airman come round our back way. We were wrong, but all sorts of rumours went on.